KPIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A setback for efforts by the United Auto Workers Union to further expand into the southern U.S. Workers at two Mercedes-Benz facilities in Alabama voted against joining the union on Friday. UAW President Sean Fain.
This law stings. While this law stings, I'll be tell you this, you know, we're going to keep our heads up, keep our heads held high. These workers have nothing to do but be proud of the efforts they put forth and what they've done. We fought the good fight.
He says the union plans to continue its efforts in the region. Talks for a peace deal set to continue this weekend in Cairo as Hamas has sent a delegation to Egypt for discussions with mediators from the country as well as Qatar. John Eastman, the former attorney to former President Trump, who assisted in efforts to keep Trump in power following the 2020 election, has pleaded not guilty to charges in Arizona for his alleged role in trying to overturn Joe Biden's victory there. This is ABC News. A California state Senate committee has killed a bill that would have allowed people 21 and over to consume psychedelic mushrooms. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
California Governor Gavin Newsom had already vetoed a bill last year that would have decriminalized the possession and personal use of hallucinogens, including psychedelic mushrooms. Now, a Senate committee has stopped another bill that would have allowed adults to consume psychedelic mushrooms under professional supervision. It would not have been allowed for personal use. Supporters of the bill included veterans and first responders for clinical use to treat mental health conditions like anxiety. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The man who broke into the California home of then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacked her husband with a hammer has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. A jury found David DePapp guilty in November on charges of assault of an immediate family member of a federal official and attempted kidnapping of a federal official. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell people money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A long road trip for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers begin what will be their longest road trip of the season tonight in Houston. On the mound, the Astros right-hander Hunter Brown against Milwaukee's Freddy Peralta.
We have to understand that and admit that they are a very good team. But I know that, you know, we have to give them some respect because they play the game and they play hard all the time.
Then on Monday, it's on to Miami to face the Marlins, followed by a trip to Fenway Park against the Red Sox next weekend. The Brewers will be back on Memorial Day in a game against the Cubs. NBA former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer introduced as the new head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Coach Bud pledged to win a title there. NFL, the Jets' Aaron Rodgers sat down for a two-hour interview with Tucker Carlson. The topics included Trump, Biden, Vladimir Putin, the COVID-19 vaccination, and Bobby Kennedy Jr. Former Packers tight end Robert Tonyan spent the past year with the Chicago Bears. The 30-year-old Tonyan is now a member of the Minnesota Vikings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A sunny and warm day again for tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. In the late afternoon and evening, a couple of storms could pop up. Another nice day for Sunday, mostly sunny and a high around 80. Currently at 62 degrees.
From the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of Anything Goes Friday. Sam Alito hanging a flag, an American flag, upside down in his yard a week and a half after January 6th, when the Supreme Court had been looking, you know, had been asked to rule on election stuff, and there's no doubt the January 6th stuff was going to come before the Supreme Court. That's what Sam Alito is part of. What appears to be a four-person block on the Supreme Court that are delaying Donald Trump's trial in Judge Chutkan's courtroom. This is Alito, Thomas, and it appears to be Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. We'll see. I mean, you know, but it appears that because four judges can basically take a case and hang a case, and even though they're not a majority. But he was hanging this flag upside down, and when he was called out on it by the New York Times yesterday, he said, "Oh, that was my wife who did that." Yeah, like you didn't notice, you didn't go out and undo it, you didn't say anything, you didn't apologize. And by the way, saying that your wife did it is just another way of saying, "Yeah, it's true. We had a flag hanging upside down outside our house." Now he's saying his wife did it because the neighbor called her the C-word for women. Nah, come on. Nobody's buying that. Even Joe Scarborough didn't buy that this morning. I mean, you know. But what this shows is really how extraordinarily destructive it is to have right-wing cranks rather than actual jurists, people who put politics above our country on the Supreme Court. And that's what the Federalist Society has been selecting. This is all they pick these days, are right-wing cranks. And it looks like maybe Amy Coney Barrett is starting to take her role a little more seriously. But by and large, she even, you know, was deciding cases that involved the fossil fuel industry when her father spent his entire career as a lawyer for, I believe it was Shell Oil Company. It might have been ExxonMobil, one of the big giant oil companies. She should have recused herself. I mean, he's taking money from billionaires. He's taking trips, just like Clarence Thomas. This court is so corrupt. And then Clarence Thomas gives a speech 2 weeks ago and says, "Oh, yeah, Washington, D.C. is a terrible place." Washington, D.C. made him rich. Washington, D.C. gave him the power to be the deciding vote on the election of 2000 that put George W. Bush in the White House. Washington, D.C. gave him the power to be the deciding vote on Citizens United that legalized the political bribery, not just of politicians, but of Supreme Court judges. He voted to legalize his own bribery. These guys got to go. We need term limits. We need, you know, Supreme Court term limits, and we need to expand the court. It's got to be first order of business next year. Meanwhile, this new dark money group has spent over $90 million in what are described as vile, racist, and transphobic ads just in the second half of 2022 alone, we're looking back on, it's called Citizens for Sanity. It was formed in mid-2022, flooded the airwaves in battleground states. This is, you know, leading up to the November election in 2022, the midterms. They some ads targeted LGBTQ plus rights and attacked, quote, Biden and his radical allies for supporting, quote, the woke left's war on girls' sports and the woke war on our children. Others pictured Latino immigrants and characterized them as criminals, quote, draining your paycheck, wrecking your schools, ruining your hospitals, and threatening your family, and declaring that, quote, Joe Biden and the Democrats have erased our southern border. Another ad featured scene after scene of violent crime involving black people, blaming the disturbing imagery on the, quote, radical left-wing love affair with criminals. This racist ad seems to be part of a bigger strategy, writes The Guardian, to try and suppress voting among communities of color. They even ran these ads during the World Series. They spent a stunning $93 million just in the last months of 2022, and they're getting ready to repeat this performance, apparently. They're continuing that this election cycle with ads focusing intensely on anti-white racism. They're trash-talking diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI metrics, falsely claiming that, quote, left-wing politicians think skin color and gender identity should determine who gets the job. No, nobody's saying that. Come on. Another ad declares that equity is, quote, left-wing code for whites and Asians not welcome. Democrats used to care about the middle class. Now they just care about your race and gender. Other ads are attacking Sherrod Brown in Ohio. This group, Citizens for Sanity, is housed at the headquarters, The Guardian writes, of the Conservative Partnership Institute, CPI, a nerve center for the right wing. CPI is staffed with former Trump officials, including Mark Meadows and Cleta Mitchell, and has launched several other projects, including America First Legal, which was started by Mark Meadows and Stephen Miller, Trump's anti-immigrant speechwriter. In the last cycle, and this is where it gets wild, in the last cycle, Citizens for Sanity produced inflammatory Spanish language ads warning of urban crime and migration from Pakistan, aired anti-trans ads in Latino-heavy congressional districts, and placed an ad in Philadelphia's oldest African-American newspaper attacking John Fetterman. At the same time, America First Legal promoted anti-trans TV, radio, and billboard ads in both English and Spanish, and aired radio spots on black and Spanish language radio. These guys, they're not missing a trick. They're doing absolutely everything they can to make sure that, you know, that Donald Trump is our next president and the Republicans win elections. And they're doing it in a rather underhanded way, in my opinion. You know, just basically exaggerating and in many cases, apparently even lying about the actual situation. Oh, the border's wide open. Let's erase the border. You really? Come on. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin flew to Beijing yesterday, or arrived in Beijing yesterday, and he and Xi Jinping held a press conference vowing to work together against what they said was the destructive and hostile U.S. pressure and to deepen the ties that have sustained Russia's invasion of Ukraine, writes Max Seddon. On the Financial Times. China's president welcomed his Russian counterpart at the Great Hall of the People ahead of 2 days of meetings. This is a clear rebuke to the U.S. Now, you'll recall, Anthony Blinken went over to China a month or two ago and basically and publicly said, do not support Russia in their war with Ukraine. Do not sell them weaponry. Do not give them, you know, logistical capabilities. Don't give them intelligence. And China said, well, we'll decide what we're going to do. Well, now we know what they're going to do. A senior U.S. official said the message from Putin and Xi, quote, sent a signal throughout the People's Republic of China that it is okay to be full steam ahead on all trade with Russia, and that is a concern. Russia desperately needs weaponry, and China has one of the largest militaries in the world. They pledged to tighten the ties between their militaries and expand the scale of their combined exercises. Anybody who thinks Russia wants to have peace with Ukraine, China doesn't want Taiwan, I'm sorry, you've been listening to too much Russian and Chinese propaganda on TikTok or Facebook or whatever. The statement even condemned Washington's alliance with the UK and Australia. Moscow and Beijing, quote, intend to increase interaction and tighten cooperation in order to counter Washington's destructive and hostile course toward the so-called dual containment of our countries, the statement said. And then Putin said that Russia welcomes China's efforts to broker a peace with Ukraine, but China is just repeating Russian talking points. Oh, it's Nazis in Ukraine, and Ukraine isn't a real country, and Russia should take it over, and all that kind of thing. Wild stuff. Did you see Scotty Scheffler, the one of the world's best golfers, thought that he was driving around private security to get to the golf course. In fact, he was driving around some police at an accident site, and they took him down. I don't know how this is going to play out, but they are letting him play golf right now. Apparently, he's out on bail. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
There's apparently a new documentary called Power about the history of American policing. I'm looking forward to watching it.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
The John and Gordy Show.
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover.
Wow.
And so we did that. We did a little interview. Paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
Tune in while you still can. Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Hilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and my heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Compared to the healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And these new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced, they support healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. Just go to GetSuperBeats.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com. And the code is TOM to get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advance and save 15%. That's GetSuperBeats, G-E-T, SuperBeats, BEETS.com. And use that code TOM, T-H-O-M. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good. What's up?
My thing is just I'm very upset about that they're going to have.
Charles,
like,
I can't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry. I'm going to put you on hold. This happens about half the time when you call in, and I don't know if it's a bad phone or if you're using Bluetooth or what. But Mark, Charles is on line 3. If you could pick him up and try to work it out with him so that we can understand what he's saying. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you for taking my call, as always. I was listening to you yesterday, and you were getting some calls of many people who are suffering from diabetes, and they're paying these outrageous prices for drugs to treat the diseases. You know, I just wanted to direct your listeners, if I may, to a website. These conditions are lifestyle costs. They are preventable mostly, and they are even reversible with a plant-based diet or a vegan diet.
Yeah.
There are clinical research and studies that already demonstrate this. And the website that they can go to so they can inform themselves better, so they can stop paying these outrageous prices for drugs and empower themselves to treat themselves with a good nutrition diet, is PCRM.org, or Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. They have tons of information there about how to reverse and even prevent diabetes as well as other diseases. So, yeah, that was the purpose of my call. It is just outrageous. All these commercials that you see on television about how to treat diabetes or you know, they're literally keeping people sick and profiting from it. It's just criminal what they're doing. But anyway,
anybody old enough to remember the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, I went to school in the 1950s, elementary school anyway, and junior high, I remember one kid who was overweight, one. In the whole, you know, those years I was in school, I mean, literally just
it's
one
an
overweight
epidemic
kid.
Now.
Yeah, and now it's 40% of the adult population is clinically obese, and 60% of the adult population is overweight. And the only thing that's changed are our eating habits. And you're absolutely right. This is largely
the United States. Yeah, the United States has the highest, the highest or the second highest obese population in the world.
Yes.
And our eating habits are horrible. And the American standard diet is the worst.
Yep.
The number one killer is heart disease, and heart disease is as well preventable as well and reversible with a plant-based diet. But
there's a marvelous movie called Forks Over Knives that's about the same thing. That although it focuses more on heart disease, but get rid of all the dairy in your diet, eggs and cheese and milk and that kind of stuff. Maybe hang on to yogurt, I suppose, but get rid of the dairy in your diet. Get rid of all the meat in your diet. Maybe occasionally eat a little fish, but other than that, just there's no reason to eat any dead animals. And number three, stop eating all processed foods. If it comes in a can, if it comes in a pouch, if it's frozen, like a frozen dinner or something, don't eat it. Just eat fresh food. And what you will discover is you will start, your weight will normalize, your body will normalize.
Yes.
And lay off the sugar also, I suppose. But your body will normalize. Go ahead, Alfredo.
If you can direct your, I'm sorry, Tom. Yeah, if you could direct your listeners to that website, they will empower themselves instead of letting the drug companies gouging them to death.
PCRM.org. PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Got it. Alfredo, thank you. Michael in Greenville, South Carolina. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Every time that you have a Congress member on your program, the Louis DeJoy shows up.
I know.
I have an old war story. I'm a retired Desert Storm veteran. But 40 years ago, my boss checked out a school bus out of the motor pool to pick up our soldiers from the barracks to drive them to the band hall. Mm-hmm. And she backed up the school bus over a blue U.S. Postal Service mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
She was investigated by the FBI, the Postal Service, and probably Army criminal investigation.
Wow. For destruction of federal property.
No. For
impeding the mail?
Impeding the mail.
Wow. Louis DeJoy needs to be investigated.
He was scared to death.
I can imagine.
She was facing federal charges.
Yeah, yeah. And Louis DeJoy ordered over 100 multi-million-dollar high-speed sorting machines destroyed just 3 months before the 2020 election just to help out Donald Trump. It's insane. Michael, thank you so much for the call, and thanks for listening to us on Sirius XM there in Greenville, South Carolina. I appreciate it. We'll be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Friday. Stay tuned. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back with your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us. Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off nature.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A setback for efforts by the United Auto Workers Union to further expand into the southern U.S. Workers at two Mercedes-Benz facilities in Alabama voted against joining the union on Friday. UAW President Sean Fain.
This law stings. While this law stings, I'll tell you this, you know, we're going to keep our heads up, keep our heads held high. These workers have nothing to do but be proud of the effort they put forth and what they've done. We fought the good fight.
He says the union plans to continue its efforts in the region. Talks for a peace deal set to continue this weekend in Cairo as Hamas has sent a delegation to Egypt for discussions with mediators from the country as well as Qatar. John Eastman, the former attorney to former President Trump, who assisted in efforts to keep Trump in power following the 2020 election, has pleaded not guilty to charges in Arizona for his alleged role in trying to overturn Joe Biden's victory there. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are renewing their call for a task force on missing and murdered black women and girls in Wisconsin. Call comes at the same time that more dismembered remains believed to be Sharday Robinson's were found in Illinois. Representative Sheila Stubbs has tried and failed to move the bill forward for 3 years. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday, reminding black voters in particular what the Biden administration is doing to boost jobs in the economy.
We are dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America right now
to build back up our roads and our bridges, our sidewalks, to invest in a clean energy economy.
Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll the economy is their top issue, but only 14% of black voters in the state think the economy is doing well. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A sunny and warm day again for tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. In the late afternoon and evening, a couple of storms could pop up. Another nice day for Sunday, mostly sunny and a high around 80. It's 63 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Thank you so much for all of your support. From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics the wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com right now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. So tuck your Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will help keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Mike in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
A couple of weeks ago, a lady was on there that lives not too awful far from me, and she had concerns about oil and gas drilling up here.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, I agree with her. There's an ad running on the tube, and the script in the ad says, Dems want to kill oil and gas, but then the announcer says legislatures want to kill oil and gas, and this same group, I believe, has come up with written some sort of an editorial saying that the legislature wants to ban all oil and gas drilling after 2030, pause it between May, probably the 1st of May to the end of September, We have 50,000 operating wells in the nine Front Range counties, and like 23,500 of those are in Weld County, which is west of me, mm-hmm. East of me. And the Colorado Oil and Gas Association was supposed to watch these people and regulate them, but if they want to put an oil pad in Tom Hartman's backyard, they probably agree with it and let them do it. Hmm. Well, anyway, then they had to be dragged kicking and screaming to even make the improvements that they did.
Right.
22,000 plugged and abandoned wells up in my area here. Three quarters of them again are in wells.
Right.
And they plug them with like a concrete mixture in a metal pipe. But that bond between the concrete and the metal, weakens. And
then they start to leak gas, right?
Methane is pushed up, right.
Yeah.
And people in Frederick remember an uncapped well that spewed methane into the basement of a house in Frederick, killed the homeowner and his brother-in-law, who are both licensed plumbers now, turned the house into one great big pile of kindling.
Yeah.
And these people are whining because we're watching them.
Right. So, in other words, the oil and gas wars are alive and well in Colorado.
Excuse me?
In other words, the oil and gas wars are alive and well in Colorado, and the industry is fighting
yeah.
for its right to continue drilling all at once and blowing methane out into the atmosphere.
Right. I unfortunately think we're going to need oil and gas for a long while. People that buy a car today are not going to turn around in 10 years and get rid of it because I get it.
And being energy independent is a positive thing. But
that said,
we want to do it in a way that does not maximize the damage to the environment. Let's try to minimize the damage to the environment. Good points,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Blue in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Blue, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Hello to everyone within the sound of my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and get better at doing that. So we need to jungleify the planet, right? If they're going to make up words, we might as well make up words too. And we need to the forests control the low-level weather, and humans live at low levels. We don't live 10 feet in the air. We don't live 100 feet in the air. We're just like these tiny little microbes on this giant ball of dirt, and all we have to do is jungleify, and it will change the weather, the low-level weather where we live. And
that's how FDR ended the Dust Bowl. He planted a billion trees, and the result was that the water cycle was restored, the drought stopped, and the Dust Bowl ended.
Yeah. So it's so simple. It's so inexpensive.
Well,
if we're talking
about... And it sequesters carbon.
If we're talking about human extinction, it's going to come down to extreme weather versus forests. It's going to come down to desertification versus forests.
Yeah.
Which one are we going to end up with?
I agree.
We need to turn the planet into a utopia now, while we can, while we have the power. Mm-hmm. How many times over could we have turned the planet into utopia now?
Yeah.
And in the past decade, and in the future, they're going to say, if we screw this up, they're going to say we should have turned it into utopia when we had the ability to do it, because now we don't even have the ability to even talk about a utopia.
Yep.
And we're just talking about
grow your trees, grow your garden. I'm with you, Blue. I'm with you. Thank you very much. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
A lot. Happy Friday, Tom. Thanks for another great show. I especially liked what Ro Khanna said in the opening about Democrats winning when we harness the energy of young people and the youth vote. And Tom, I'm not sure how I feel about President Biden agreeing to debate criminal defendant Trump, but if he's going to do it, he can't be afraid to match Trump's bellicosity and aggression. We're in a stage, and we have been for a while, where we're being too polite, too passive, and not challenging. Outrageous lies gets you nowhere. Just ask John Kerry and Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
So referring to your thought-provoking Hartman report today, you mentioned that the transition from oligarchy to full-blown fascism happens fast. And I would argue that the Trump presidency was, in fact, already 4 years of oligarchy. And if he wins in November, that transition to all-out fascism will begin on day one, as he has explicitly
stated. It'll be a matter of months.
Well, he already stated on day one he's going to be a dictator. Yeah. So, you know,
and he's already said he wants to suspend the Constitution, and he wants to declare a state of emergency, and he wants to shut down the press.
He's an arsonist. He's ready to burn down the planet for $1 billion. He's ready to burn down any chance for economic equality with more tax cuts for the rich and corporations. And he's ready to burn down democracy, turn us into a police state, shut down the free press, and end free and fair elections as we know them. So, Tom, my question for you is, President Biden prepared to forcefully deliver that message while simultaneously offering an alternative vision that young people and the working class can believe in?
Well, I can't speak for Biden, but I think he's doing that right now. He's out on the campaign trail. Doesn't get much coverage. They'd much rather cover Donald Trump because he's more colorful, shall we say. But I'm with you. And I think that that's one of the reasons why Biden decided to issue the debate challenge, was that the media is, I mean, you've just got to do outrageous things to break through the media. And so here he's going to use Trump to get the media to cover him.
He's going to have a chance on that debate stage to do it. And then the last thing, you know, the thing that, you know, I know it's a ongoing thing, but to keep repeating, the thing that's kind of blockading damning DAM, the youth energy and the youth vote right now is the Gaza crisis, and you know, ending, and he's really got to stay keep that line about not delivering big new offensive weapons. I mean, there's no difference between a 500-pound bomb and a 2,000-pound bomb. They all have to be stopped until there is a ceasefire.
Yeah, and he stopped both of them, and it looks like right now this $1 billion shipment is mostly to replenish the aerial defenses against the Hamas rockets, which they're still throwing at Israel from time to time. So, you know, I get that, but I still think it's a bad look. I think he needs to draw a little brighter line in the sand. But
a brighter line, yeah.
But, you know, what can you do? Jeff, thanks for the call. Yeah, good talking to you. It's 44 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, Defending America from the Weapons of Mass Deception. I'll be right back with you on this beautiful Anything Goes Friday. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced and no worms in my brain. We'll be right back. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
It was National Day of Prayer today. Prayer is an integral part of daily life. It also provides comfort in times of crisis or need.
A prayer that things go well, a prayer that Trump doesn't show up.
I pray this radio show gets better as we go along. Because wow. So far,
you're putting that kind of burden on God?
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8, on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in-store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If that's you, you should know these three numbers, 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. It's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, improve margins, everything you need to grow all in one place. Right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman. That's H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end. netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/Hartman. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Charles in Miami, let's try it again, Charles.
Okay, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm fine, and I can understand you now. So what's up?
Okay, wonderful. I've got a couple of things I got to say. First of all, I just think it's abhorrent. I think it's negligence on the part of Joe Biden, the administration, and his Democratic Party to even want to have a sit-down, a debate with an arsonist, someone who is trying to destroy our country.
Yeah.
I think, I don't think he should be on the stage with the president. I don't think we should give him that national spotlight because he won't get the same amount of attention, since he's been president.
Yeah. I largely agree with you, Charles.
I think it lowers our office.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this is all about money. It's all commercial driven. There's too much money in politics. Now the fourth estate, they want their money too, because of course it's going to be ratings. You're going to have all these eyeballs, and to me this is what's tearing up the country in the first place.
Agreed.
All of this money in politics.
Agreed.
And we're falling right into their trap. So how is it that we're better than them? How is it that we have a marked difference between people who are so consumed with making this almighty dollar that they have so much that, they actually think that they're better people than us, than the working class, who just wants people to just stand up for them. It gives me the worst taste in my mouth, and it gives me also a feeling like, we're losing everything. We're just losing the power of people itself.
Yeah.
And we just got to reflect on that, man. And last but not least, I wanted to go on to Netanyahu because I'm sick of him. And basically what he's done is he's basically said it doesn't matter about the hostages. It never did matter about the hostages. And he just wants revenge. And, of course, he wants to stay in power because he don't want to go to jail. Because the charges is awaiting him. But I think what Biden should do, if I was Biden, I'd tell him period, point blank, I'm not giving you anything else if you go in a raffle like you're trying to do, because it won't end.
Yeah. Well, the new thing that Obama just did today, that pier that we built off the coast in northern Gaza, They're starting to accept shipments. It's not working, and the United States is bringing food in there. So, step one, right? It's a good start.
Yeah, but I just don't see it ending. But his defense minister is standing up to him because they're saying, of course, if, they break it, they'll have to fix it. And to me, if your defense minister is telling you this because there's a possibility of an insurgency, and you can see it.
Yeah.
You can see it because where they left, some places that they left, Hamas has already, reconstituted. Well,
surprise, surprise. When you bomb the crap out of people and you kill their families, they tend to hate you.
Right, but one last thing. We didn't, and I blame this on the Democrats as well. We had the House and Senate when Joe took over. We never, to me, in my knowledge, I didn't hear of them, replenished the State Department. And this takes diplomacy at this point. This will not end with, gunfire won't end it.
Yeah.
Because there's no end to it.
Yeah, no, I get it. Although the Biden administration right now, is trying to work out a deal with the Saudis. That's going to be interesting. We'll see where it goes. Charles, thank you for the call. It's always nice hearing from you. Bruce in Petaluma, California. Hey, Bruce, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Great callers today, man.
I agree.
I really get educated. Our diet changed. One of the big things was we used to use lard for all of the oils. Cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And then when corn oil stepped in, we were in trouble. That was the big
problem. And we used to use sugar, and then it became high fructose corn syrup when Coke changed their formula.
Corn is the big villain in our food.
Yeah.
And there's glyphosate. They squirt glyphosate on corn to make it easier to...
And wheat. I'm convinced that's why people are wheat intolerant is because of the glyphosate.
Right, and Cormacot is another one they put on. So we're eating this poison in one of the biggest foods that we absorb. And the syrup was waste material in the past, HFC. So we're killing ourselves with a crappy diet.
Start eating fresh foods. cook your own food and eat a lot of salads.
That's the word.
Yeah, grains and vegetables and fruits. I mean, and by the way, if you set aside meat and dairy and just start eating fruit and grains and vegetables, you'll discover that there is just a whole world of flavors you never even knew existed. Every ethnic food is largely based on vegetarianism, Thai, Indian, Chinese. It is possible to be a vegan or at least a vegetarian and have just an extraordinarily great flavor.
Right. We can grow most of the food that we should eat.
There you go. Bruce, thanks a lot for the call. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verity, Martha Salinas, Mark Thoman, all the great people who work on this program. And thank you to you for being with us all this week. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us
on air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation
and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.